Well, if you are one of the remaining eight in the Big 12, and you're looking at the possibility of, no matter how it turns out, the possibility of losing anywhere to 25 to 30 million a year in media rights after 2025.
Right.
Would you be in a position, Tim, of thinking every man for himself and just start doing working the phones yourself if you're an AD?
Well, it depends. And listen, understand this, okay? They're still making a lot of money for a four-year period here, okay?
That's right.
They are. I mean, the Big 12 teams are paid handsomely. They are, in fact, their deal is worth more than the ACC's, which was a new deal that they agreed to for 12 years with ESPN just solely to get a cable network. You know, they John Swofford so badly wanted an ACC network, and his presidents did, that they went, you know, I thought, overboard in getting that accomplished, with the fallout being they didn't get the kind of money that they really should be getting to compete with the Big Ten and the SEC. So the Big 12 is actually financially doing better than the ACC. Each member institution makes more money. Now they don't make as much as Oklahoma and Texas, but that's been part of the problem with the Big 12 for so long. The sellout that's been gone on for such a long period of time. You know, they allowed those teams, those schools, allowed Texas and Oklahoma to get greater shares, and the league office was complicit in that regard, and that was a real problem from the jump for the Big 12. The SEC, going all the way back to Roy Kramer, who in 1992 had the first divisional breakup of a conference when he added South Carolina and Arkansas and had the first conference championship game, which was a really big deal at the time, he told everybody, you're all going to get the same cut, okay? Alabama, you're going to make the same money as Vanderbilt, okay? That's just the way it is here. And you know, the history and tradition of a lot of conferences and also the business decisions of those conferences will almost always impact what happens today. I don't know if you saw it, but I wrote a piece about the history of it all.
I
put it on my social platforms yesterday, and our friend David J. Halberstam of Sports Broadcast Journal put it on his website, and I handled all of that. Fans don't necessarily have to understand or care about anything other than what's going on in their backyard and their front yard, and I get that. But, you know, from a big snapshot point of view, I really think this is good for college football, that we are, and if we are headed towards super conferences, Steve, with unified leadership, that's not going to destroy necessarily the other teams that aren't in the super conferences. Because we've already seen with regard to the CFP, we're going to go to 12, and there will be room for the top six conference champions. Well, if there are only four super conferences, that means there'll be two other spots, right?
Right.
Well, that's two more than existed last year, right?
Right. And that's why I've told people, don't panic. If you stay in your spot, you're going to have a spot available in the playoffs.
Exactly.